This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home part two. So, new recorder, not used to looking out for the battery gauge. Apparently, I was talking along yesterday, and I got to low battery, and it just stopped recording. So I had one of my one faithful listener said, your podcast stopped before you finish. I was like, oh, crap. So I'm finishing up. I am driving home again. This is Friday. But I thought I'd finish talking about this story. I'm going to adjust one of the mics because it's not straight here. There we go. Sorry. Talking about this story of this young man who had found what he felt like were improprieties in the way that OpenAI was gathering its data. And he had resigned from the company. He was pursuing some of his own prospects, but he was also talking to the press and was getting ready to testify. I think maybe even testify in a case against OpenAI, because that was brought by the press, members of the press. Concerning the scanning and the acquiring of copyrighted material. And then he's found in his apartment dead with a gun beside him with some bullet casings. And then the police come, they took one look at it, and they went, oh yeah, this is suicide. And then they were done. It's suicide. Medical examiner says it's suicide. It's suicide. And as I was saying before, I was so rudely cut off by the lack of power to my recorder, the angle, they had another medical examiner look at it, do another autopsy, and that examiner said, or that autopsyist, whatever they're called, said that the angle of entry for the bullet was actually downward. So in order to commit suicide that way, the son would have had to hold the gun away above his head. And that just doesn't quite seem right. In addition to that, there's just a lot of weird stuff. So the parents, they get control of the apartment and they just keep it locked up because they're waiting for somebody to come and investigate the apartment and look for clues, and nobody ever comes. The police don't come, nobody comes. And they're calling the police saying, okay, there's blood all over this apartment and we found a fragment of a wig that has blood on it. And nobody cares. Everybody's just like, nope, nope, that's a suicide. Never mind. Nope, nope. And this young man supposedly had just gotten back from a trip, vacation trip with his friends. He was in good spirits, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and then for some reason, wink, wink, he just decided to kill himself, supposedly. So there's a lot of, it's like, wait a minute. So the parents have preserved the apartment. They haven't cleaned the apartment. They haven't done anything to the apartment. They keep paying rent on the apartment, because they want to see someone come and actually pull blood samples, you know, dust for prints, do all the stuff that the police are supposed to do. And the police seem thoroughly uninterested in doing anything about it. You know, who knows? Who knows what's going on there? I did just today, I was listening to Jordan Peterson talk to Alex, something's, I forget what his name is. Anyways, and he's a person who's been studying the climate quote-unquote crisis for years, studying renewables, studying fossil fuel usage, studying all of it for years and years and years, and is of the opinion that we absolutely have to have fossil fuels for the near future, that we just can't produce enough energy. He tells a story then, because Jordan Peterson was talking to him about, you've been in this a long time. Are you grateful to see that there seems to be some movement now towards recognizing the role of fossil fuels towards a more moderated position instead of this net zero stuff where we're just going to artificially say, no, we're not going to use fossil fuels. We're going to drive up the price of fossil fuels. You know, everybody who can't afford energy then, well, that's just too bad for them, because these economic crises, to cause things like the results in Germany, where Germany shuts down all their nuclear power plants, and now they have to turn on their coal-fired power plants, their lignite coal-fired power plants, dirty, dirty fuel. And their energy is costing crazy amounts more. And they haven't accomplished anything. And what's really fascinating about this guy's story, he was saying, yeah, you know, he said, I've been doing this for 17 years. And he said, at this point, there's much more interest in continuing with fossil fuels than there ever has been before. The question is, what tripped it over? Well, it wasn't necessarily the high energy costs. Because Germany has those, Europe has those, and they just keep blindly moving forward with this silly net zero policy. What tripped it over for a lot of people was the fact that the tech industry woke up and said, wait a minute, we need energy. Because up to this point, up to 2022-ish, primarily, this guy was saying, what we used energy for was as a leverager, as a multiplier for physical labor. So you can take one farmer and put him on one threshing machine, and you can 1,000x his ability to produce something in the physical world, because he's working with this machine, which uses energy. What's happening now is the tech companies are trying to convert energy into mental leveraging. So now with AI, there's a direct correlation. And with computers, of course, we helped our mental capacity and our mental abilities. But that is even more going to come about when we're talking about AI. And to produce all these AI models takes a lot of energy to train these models. Microsoft has plans to resurrect Three Mile Island and to bring it back online and then to consume all of the energy that it produces for their huge AI warehouses. So now all of a sudden, all these tech companies that were waving the flag about zero energy and how clean they were and how green they were, blah, 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 blah. Now all of a sudden they realize that if they don't just vacuum up gobs of energy, that they aren't going to be able to continue their research. They might not be able to get to AGI, and that's where the pot of gold is. And so now they're perfectly happy with fossil fuel. They're saying, oh, yeah, no, we're going to have fossil fuels because there's just not enough energy, you know. So all of that is extremely, extremely interesting, that all of a sudden it starts to get important now to have fossil fuel. Because all the big tech giants who were so quick to accuse and to say, no, no, we're going to be net zero and we can't believe you're not net zero and how terrible of a person you are, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden now, oh, well, yes, we've got to have fossil fuels. Oh, okay, okay. So, yeah, self-interest. Isn't self-interest an amazing thing? So sorry about this having to do a part two, but this is part two. Have a great day. I have made it home.